Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the First College Podcast.
Whoop whoop.
Today we are debating the very important and pivotal question of, is a hot dog a sandwich? Ryan, what's your take?
Love this question. This was actually a question submitted to us, and so we thought we could tackle it. This is a question that I have been asking, or have been asked for many years. I've worked in several churches and have always been asked this question. I think typically my response is absolutely yes, without a shadow of a doubt.
Good answer.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
Good answer.
I think it's how you define what a sandwich is.
Okay.
Which in my mind is a piece of meat between two pieces of bread. So in some ways, I guess, you know,
okay.
A hot dog could be a taco.
Okay. But is a taco a sandwich?
A taco is not a sandwich. But I feel like if a hot dog is in a hot dog bun that has not been broken, it could be a taco. But if once the bun snaps in two, if that makes sense. Like a hot dog bun is typically folded and it's like stuck together.
It's like a sub sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a sub sandwich.
Okay.
And if it breaks in two, I feel like at that moment it becomes a sandwich. I don't know.
Okay, that was a very interesting and detailed response from Ryan on that. I would have to agree with most parts of that. I firmly believe that a hot dog is a sandwich. It is very similar to a pub sub or just a normal sub sandwich, you know, any kind, that the bread has been split in half and you get your toppings, your meat in the center. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
I mean, if we are really stretching this thing out, taking it to the limits, I mean, by all technicalities, a taco could be a form of a sandwich. I mean, that's a stretch, but I mean, like a tortilla is a form of bread in a way, and there is meat and toppings in the middle. It's a cohesive unit. So I mean, like, in a very stretch fringe kind of way, I would say a taco is like the cousin of a sandwich. Does it make sense? Yeah,
but I think you have to a hot dog, if you have to put it in a category, it had to fit in the sandwich category.
Yeah.
You have to.
Hot dog is firmly a sandwich.
I think you could even say a cheeseburger.
Oh, a hamburger is 200% sandwich.
A sandwich.
My dad has this very interesting habit of calling any type of sandwich he eats a burger. So he'll go to like Chappie's and get a sandwich and say, man, this is a good burger. And I will look at him and say, Dad, what? Every single time. So, I mean, interesting how different people define different categories of food. But
now, is cereal considered a soup?
Yes. 200% yes. I mean, you're just substituting milk for like chicken broth or something.
There,
I mean, it's the same concept. It's the same thing.
I had another thought, and I can't remember what it was going to be. This is thinking about food and things of that nature.
It's a good thought.
I don't do this. My family does not do this to my knowledge. But something that's apparently Southern is to call, I don't know why I just thought about this, but when you think about soda,
Coke.
Yeah, like do you or does your family call Mountain Dew a Coke?
I think that's
the conversation, right?
I mean,
people refer to soda
sense,
in the South. Some people do.
In a broad sense, yeah. I mean,
I'm gonna go to Publix and get some Coke, and that could be referring to Coca-Cola, or that could be referring to
a Dr. Pepper.
A Dr. Pepper,
I mean,
or Sprite.
I will refer to it. My family will refer to it in the sense of like what brand it is. I mean, I'm the only one that really drinks soft drinks in my family. So I'll say, hey, I want a Dr. Pepper. I mean, and that means I want a Dr. Pepper. But, you know, ask someone, hey, do you have Coke? And they'll say, yeah, we have Pepsi. I mean, it's like kind of, it's just kind of a thing. Like, I agree with that.
It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. I mean, it's the same kind of concept as sort of saying, hey, can I have a Kleenex? And they're like, yeah, here's a tissue, here's a Puffs or something. I mean, it's just calling like the entire category, the entire like everything by like the one brand name.
I mean,
we need to go to Publix, and then all of a sudden you're showing up at Winn-Dixie. I mean, it's kind of the same concept. Like, that feels like something my family would do, but
yeah, that's odd. But hey, I don't know why that just came to my mind. But talking about hot dogs and is cereal,
it's a needed debate in this country.
Soup. I don't know. That was just a side question. But hey, we are grateful that you are listening today to this. I think this is our fourth podcast we've done together, and so this has been great. Really excited about the questions that you guys have been submitting. even is a hot dog a sandwich? And so we thought for just for important fun, stuff we could right answer there. That. Really important stuff. But now kind of to some of the spiritual stuff, some of the spiritual meat, if you will. Really, as we were thinking about today's podcast question, one of the ones that was submitted, I think it's a phenomenal question and one that all of us can relate to and hopefully answer if we've been following Jesus for a while. It's this question. The question that we want to tackle today for the next couple of minutes together is, what are some things that have rocked your faith in the past, and what did God show you to get you through it? Really good question.
Yeah.
Just really thinking through, you know, really asking each other mm-hmm. how God has worked in our own lives, mm-hmm. What has God brought us through, mm-hmm. How is our faith shaken up mm-hmm. throughout our life. I mean, certainly as a believer in Jesus, we need to recognize that we're still going to struggle at times. Mm-hmm. We are still going to have seasons that are challenging, yeah. and there's yeah. uncertainty. There's fears, anxieties, and worries, and just different things we face. Mm-hmm. And so, but God can certainly use those things for His glory, mm-hmm. for our good, and that's important to recognize. Yeah. And so, I think you know this is certainly a huge question and one certainly to think through and talk about. So I'll just kind of turn it over to you if you want to just kind of
yeah,
share some things in your own life that have rocked your faith.
If I had to like target a season that was just really rough, really interesting, kind of rock your faith kind of season, I would have to say just the year 2020 as a whole.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that just because of everything else that happened. 2020 was just a hard year. I graduated high school and was trying to make a decision for college, and I lost two grandparents back to back. So it was just a lot happening in a really, really short time span.
Yeah.
And I just remember graduating high school and not knowing where I was going to go to college. And that was just a stressor of a decision. I didn't want to make the wrong decision. I was scared. I mean, everything's turned upside down. Mm-hmm. My granddad, who I'm really close with, is in failing health. I mean, it's like everything seems like it's going the wrong direction
yeah.
all at once. And I remember just bearing down in prayer and just saying, Lord, I don't understand. This is not in my plan. This was not supposed to happen. Literally looking back 6 months ago, none of this was on the radar.
Right.
Why on earth is all this happening at the same time? And I remember just feeling the Lord kind of nudge me and hearing Him say, Caden, I was faithful yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was faithful today, and I'll be faithful tomorrow. And that just almost perfectly aligns with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, is the same today, and will be the same forever.
Yeah,
God's character is unchanging. He is faithful regardless what the season is. He will remain the same, and He is good. And we have to remember, just like Romans 8:28 says, that He is working for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
Yeah.
So that was just a really hard season. But looking back in the rearview mirror, I can see God's goodness all in it, of just how He still was protecting, how He still was providing, and how He ordered my steps in the right direction, in the right way, at the right time. Mm-hmm. That it all makes sense looking back, to know that He was there and He was evident in just all the details.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, I know 2020 was a, you know, looking back, that was a hard year for, like you said, like the entire world, right? Just a global issue, but certainly for you, just facing a multitude of other things going on in your life, like that can certainly...
A lot of side plots going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, just converging. Certainly rock your faith and have you to question and doubt. I'm sure at times, just like, what are you doing, God? Mm-hmm. You know, what is going on in this moment? I mean, yeah, certainly that was, I mean, I certainly felt that in my own life during 2020, just in my own personal life, just mm-hmm. in ministry, just different things. But man, I think when I look back on my life, and I shared some of this, you know, in a previous podcast, mm-hmm. but when I think about, man, what are some things in my life that have really rocked me
mm-hmm.
Just to the core and had me kind of really just... I don't know, just in seasons of struggle and seasons of questioning God. I mean, it all goes back to my childhood. Mm-hmm. I shared in a previous podcast that, you know, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My parents were involved with drugs and alcohol. I didn't have a lot of friends. I really struggled as a child just with my relationships. I believed there was a God in heaven who loved me, but still struggled to kind of comprehend that fully.
Mm-hmm.
as a kid, I didn't know who Jesus was, what he had done on the cross. I didn't know that there was a God that had sent his son Jesus to mm-hmm. atone for my sins. I didn't know any of that. You know, mm-hmm. I believed in the Lord, but didn't know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And then it was in middle school when I was separated away from my parents and moved in with an aunt of mine. So mm-hmm. I shared that on a previous episode. But, and again, like as a kid, like that was a struggle, you know, mm-hmm. just recognizing, man, as a child, like I'm not in the type of home that was, you know, that is in God's perfect design.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm in a broken yeah. family. There's no perfect family mm-hmm. on earth, but just recognizing as a kid, like, man, there's a lot of issues in my house, like a lot mm-hmm. of issues just with my, parents' struggles, their addictions, just our dynamic in the home. And then you take that. And when I moved in with my aunt, when I was 10 years old, just the struggle of growing up and not being with my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. There were struggles in that. And then, praise be to God, by his grace, I gave my life to Jesus when I was in the seventh grade. But even through those years after I became a Christian, I still struggled and had moments and seasons throughout middle school and mm-hmm. high school where I still struggled and thought through my family dynamic.
Yeah.
Would really kind of compare myself to other kids mm-hmm. who had the quote unquote perfect mm-hmm. family. They had their brothers and sisters and their mom and dad living in one house and mm-hmm. And things just seemed to be perfect and good. And here I was not in that same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, in middle school and high school were very formative years.
Yeah.
And I was a Christian, I was growing my faith, but you know, just those things rock your world. And I was continually drawn back. One of my favorite verses, this really used to be my life verse. That's kind of changed over the last few years. But really in middle school and high school, really my life verse in those years was James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, which says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness."
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I just really... Yeah, I just really, in those formative years of middle school and high school, of having men and women come around me, point me back to the grace of God,
mm-hmm.
Help me to grow my faith mm-hmm. Through the Lord's strength, through my own personal devotion mm-hmm. to the Lord. I mean, recognizing there were things in my life that were rocking my world, rocking my faith.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the enemy getting in my mind, in my brain, like having me question the Lord and the circumstances mm-hmm. that I was facing. But it was through just godly counsel and wisdom where I was able to look at a scripture like James chapter 1 and to agree with the author of James to say, man, like these trials that I have faced have made me better,
mm-hmm.
Have made me stronger. Yep. And I certainly wasn't yep. saying that maybe in the very foundation.
Yeah, in the midst of it.
In the midst of those things or really when I first moved away from my parents or when I first gave my life to Christ, like mm-hmm. it wasn't like all my problems went away and it wasn't mm-hmm. like my parents' addictions just suddenly stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad's been sober and off of drugs for a decade now. Praise be to God. And mom's doing a lot better too. And so I've seen the Lord redeem
mm-hmm.
those relationships and redeem the situations mm-hmm. for his glory. And so grateful for that.
Yeah.
But those situations and trials that I went through, like made me into the person that I am today.
Yeah.
You know, it's neat to see that.
That's a really good thought and just, I mean, an incredible testimony. And something I'm drawn back to is just how each and every one of our stories are different.
Yep.
We've seen God at work in our lives in different ways, and we have each seen his character, how he is good and how he is faithful. And looking back at trials, looking back at these just incredibly difficult seasons, it's just so comforting to look and see how God was at work in them.
Yeah.
Knowing that he was faithful through it, knowing that he was working in us. And ultimately, those seasons were for our good, our mm-hmm. ultimate good. And they were pointing us back to Jesus.
Yeah.
Kind of like the image of like the refining fire in our lives. That
that's right.
It's molding us more and more into the image of Christ.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're each going to have seasons where our faith is going to be rocked.
Yep.
We never know when those are going to happen. We never know when we're walking into a trial, but we know that God's character is going to remain the same regardless what we are facing. No matter what we're walking into, no matter what it looks like, God is still going to be good and gracious during those trials.
That's right. Yeah, I think for me, like when I was, even today, whenever I had those seasons and those uncertainties and those questions and doubts that come into your head just from the circumstances that can be around you at different times, like just being reminded of God's love, His sovereignty and His provision.
Yeah,
I mean, those absolutely. Are the three things absolutely. That really carried me through, have continued to carry me through. Just resting that, man, that I don't have to know, have all the answers. Recognizing as I've matured my faith, like we live in a fallen, broken world, and we're going to experience that in our own lives because we live in a fallen, twisted world. And so, but even in the midst of that, God's still sovereign. He still loves us. His grace has still been poured out upon us. He is still providing for us. And so living a lot of those truths, man, I can live with that peace and that assurance and just that rest, I think, of, I recognize there's going to be things that will continue to rock my faith. I mean, there's going to be situations that are out of my control. And I think that's, you know, we see that throughout Scripture of just different men and women. I mean, everybody you read about in the Bible went through some type of trial, temptation, a test, if you will, and those things made them better. I mean, those produced endurance and steadfastness and patience and whatever, you know, you fill in the blank there, but just the things that I've experienced in my own life have, I'm able to sit here today and to look back upon my life and to say in a really just mature way, in a sense of like, God, I'm thankful that I went through that.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm praying that it would happen again. Like, you don't pray for the rocky moments like that. But like, when you're
you're thankful for how you can see God during those moments.
That's right. How I can saw God in those moments, and also how He has used those situations to grow me. I mean, I think too, just for one last example in my own life, is a more recent one was kind of during 2020 and 2021, where in my own life, just in ministry, my ministry life of working here at First Baptist, and I've been here on staff for almost 6 years, and pretty much every year I've been here has been extremely different. Just with the different circumstances that have gone on in our church, but also just in our world. And so, I mean, coming in, I was the associate student pastor, and then I did that my first year, and then we had some staff changes, and then God led me to take on the full-time position of being the college pastor, and so I've been doing that for 5 years, and it's been absolutely incredible.
Grateful for it,
and but with that, there's been, every year has been so different, and so there was some really tough years when I was first getting started as the college pastor, because my first year, I didn't get into my first full year as the college pastor before COVID hit.
Yeah,
and so I was coming into a new ministry. I inherited a group of students that didn't really know me, and so I was building those connections. And then COVID happens. A lot of them graduate. Ministry just shrivels, and we're dealing with COVID for a year, essentially at our church. Just trying, couldn't go on campus. You know, just trying to build something, and it was just really hard. And then we kind of, that was when you kind of came in as a freshman in college, and we're launching our college ministry in a sense. And then we have a person come into our church and set fires in our church. And so we had an arson situation. And so that was a whole another school year in a sense of, and we couldn't meet here at the church for months. And so we met in my house in a small group. And so it was basically like 2 years of trying to do ministry, and we did ministry in a different context, a different way. And, but looking back, those were some really sweet moments and intentional times of discipleship. But there were certainly some moments there where it was really just like affecting, I don't know, just affecting me in a way of like, man, like
it's
this is really hard.
It's discouraging. Yeah.
Our ministry got hit the hardest, I would say, out of our church. Just because, you know, at the time we were one of the smaller ministries, and then, you know, part of being a college minister is that I got to meet students on the campus. And couldn't do that during COVID. And then when the fire happened, we didn't really have anything we were doing at the church. On the church campus. And so it was just really hard. And then, but now, a couple years out of that, like we're seeing some amazing fruit. And so, I mean, God really brought me through that just to remind me of just to be faithful.
Yeah.
You know, that, just that's continued faithfulness.
That's really good. I mean, I would echo everything you just said, like walking into college ministry in August of 2020. And it was just an interesting season through COVID and the fire. And looking back at it, you know, I don't necessarily know if those are days that I would want to walk through again and with how it looked. But they were incredibly just tender and sweet moments. Yeah. And I can see God's goodness all in it. And yeah. I'm grateful for those days because, I mean, the Lord was using them to just help mold us to what He wants the college ministry to look like. And it's just so encouraging to look in the rearview mirror and see just the bigger picture on display of how God was at work in those difficult seasons.
Yeah, that's good. Well, there's a lot we could go into with this question, of course, but I hope this has been helpful. I think this is a helpful conversation to have, and certainly one that you should, if you're listening to this, like I think this is, you know, something to ask yourself. What are some moments in your own life that have rocked your faith? How has God brought you through them?
Mm-hmm.
And man, if I think it takes a place of intentional prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a place of intentional just maturity in your faith walk to say, God, like I'm trusting you in this situation. God, you're still good. You're still sovereign. Mm-hmm. You still love me. You're still providing for me. And help me to find rest in that.
Absolutely.
And knowing that God's going to carry you through it.
Absolutely.
And He's going to use whatever you're going through to, you can still glorify Him through those situations, and He can use those things for your good, even when we can't see it.
Yep.
And it takes us being intentional and praying through that and being mature in that as well. And so we're certainly praying for you guys in that. If you're walking through a season of that nature, but hey, we hope this has been helpful. We love you guys, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. See y'all next week.